Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Oh, hello, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Well, my first question to you would be, ma'am, we would like to know, to make sure we have a representative sample, would you say your age is between 18 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Under 60.
Okay. No problem, ma'am. And in the media, the U.S. generally classifies people as white, Hispanic, Black, Asian. How would you describe yourself?
White.
All right. Okay, ma'am. And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
No? Okay, not a problem, ma'am. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. And there was an election in Ohio on November 7th this year. Did you vote on that election? Would you say a yes or a no, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. And it's still a long time away, ma'am, but the next major election in the country will be in the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election, ma'am? Would you say very likely, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Oh. Okay, ma'am. And in your opinion, ma'am, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family? For example, I have topics like jobs and the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortages, immigration, education, crime, foreign policy, healthcare, abortion, global climate change, racism and race relationships, terrorism, income inequality, gun control, gun safety.
Joe Biden.
Okay, that would be politics, no problem, ma'am. All right. And moving on, ma'am, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? Would you just say that you decided that on election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months.
Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am, in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio, ma'am? Like in your own words, why would you say that you decided to vote?
Had to get rid of Democrats.
Okay. All right. And moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. All right. I just want you to tell me how you voted on the issue. It says issue one, summary, provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. So my question to you is, ma'am, based on the summary, how did you vote on issue one, ma'am? Would you say you voted a yes for issue one or a no for issue one?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I'm just going to read to you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. I just want you to tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. For example, English TV ads, Spanish TV ads, Spanish radio ads, English radio ads, English online digital ads and videos on YouTube, Spanish online digital ads.
No. I voted every day. I voted every year since I was 18.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. All right, and moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Would you say friends or family, healthcare, faith, religious leaders, women in general, women who have experienced on abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life.
My own brain.
I'm sorry?
My own brain. I read up on stuff.
Oh, okay.
What is this survey about? I mean, the questions, what you're asking doesn't seem like it's going to pertain to anything.
Yes, ma'am. The survey,
and it's already happened.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. The survey is to get your opinion on the election that passed. And we just wanted your opinion on issue one that you know, the community had voted on. We just wanted to get your opinion.
Okay.
All right.
So, are we done then?
There's just like 6 more minutes to wait, ma'am. I'll be very quick, though. Your opinion does matter. I was going to ask you, do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how? No? Okay, ma'am.
Nope.
Thank you so far for your answers. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one? Would you say a yes or a no to that? No? Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, is there a reason why you said no to that, like in your own words?
I don't pay attention to anything. I do my own research.
Okay.
I don't watch TV. I don't see commercials. I don't listen to the radio.
Okay, ma'am. That's great feedback, ma'am. I'm just writing that down quickly. And moving on, ma'am. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Nope.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on, ma'am. Is there a reason why you said no in your own words?
No.
Okay, no problem. And moving on quickly, ma'am, we would like to know, well, I'm going to read to you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the debate, of the issue one debate in Ohio. I just want you to tell me if you found that message to be convincing or unconvincing. I'll be very quick, ma'am. The first one says, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting, I guess.
Exactly.
That's why voting a yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exemptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages. So Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Neither.
Oh, because you can as well answer very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all.
No problem. What about this one?
That.
I understand. We're moving on quickly. Mm-hmm. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And that's why voting yes. Okay, and that's why voting yes on a one is so important, ma'am. Well, voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Would you say very or somewhat convincing?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Well, it'll be very quick, ma'am. Like I was telling you, we're almost done.
I mean, you got 10,000 questions. You got one question, but I give you an answer, then you want another answer on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am, but we're almost done, I promise. And your opinion,
really
matters.
We're done.